Once again, my name is Nita. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. Okay, let's go.
Nita Rodriguez takes a group of tourists through a narrow opening in a wall of red Navajo sandstone. We're in the middle of the desert. Visitors point their cameras toward the light that shines down into Antelope Canyon, the often forgotten stepchild of the nearby Grand Canyon.
It's been kind of busy, yeah. Out of the blue, there's all kinds of companies that we've never heard of that's just popping up everywhere, tour companies. So they're booking like 40, 50 people at a time.
The Navajo tribe Slot Canyon is finally getting the recognition it deserves as tour companies have had to come up with alternatives to the Grand Canyon, one of more than 300 national parks shut down by the federal government on October 1st. Gib Eggie and his group from Illinois had been planning for a year and a half to tour the national parks of the Southwest.
A lot of us were pretty devastated. So as Plan B went into effect, fortunately there's a lot of tribal land here, which is just as beautiful, I believe, as the national park land.
That was a pity, because it was a long travel to come here, only for once time in the life.
Mari Luisa Caricchia and her husband Andrea are also exploring tribal land for the first time. They traveled more than 6,000 miles from Italy to spend their honeymoon at the Grand Canyon.
I don't know if we will come back again here.
At the moment, the couple appears unfazed by the inconvenience as they giddily pose at every single photo op inside the canyon.
Another picture?
Yeah, from there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Tour company owner Ray Sosi calls himself Chief Sosi and sometimes even wears a headdress. He says it attracts more European tourists. Sosi says he and his guides are ecstatic about the spike in tourism.
We all get, you know, a piece of the pie, and we all are hopefully going to be well-fed this winter. And so, but it's kept jobs for many of our Native American guides that have to feed their families as well.
Tourists determined to see the Grand Canyon can take in views from reservation land. Visitors to Grand Canyon West, owned by the Hualapai tribe, can venture onto a plexiglass horseshoe walkway that stretches out over the chasm below. And hardier travelers can hike or helicopter into Supai Village to photograph the waterfalls. Havasupai Vice Chairman Matthew Putasoy says he's had four times the number of visitors that he normally sees this time of year.
Tourism is the backbone of the tribe. We really don't have any other economic development.
Putasoy says the tribe's travel office was about to make a round of layoffs, but the surge in tourism means workers can stay on the job a few more weeks. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.